We fully expected this because at the same time, the really great news for us is the freshman class is about 14% bigger than last year, which is really where our concerted effort has been. That doesn't fully make up for, again, an extra large graduating class last year, just like the year before, which, of course, is a good thing. And then, of course, the continued decline in international student enrollment, which has affected about half the universities across the country. And that has to do with graduate students' uncertainty about whether their visa status will remain firm, about whether they'll feel welcome studying in the United States. And, you know, those are things that we can't necessarily completely control. And, of course, those international graduate students have many choices. They can choose to go to a lot of different countries to study. But regardless of that, we're really very, very pleased about the increase in the size of the freshman class, because that shows that the many things we're doing, the increased recruitment efforts, the new academic programs, the new facilities, those are making a difference for us.
Do you still see that the university and UIS feeling an impact from the budget impasse, even though that's been over now for a good year or so?
Well, I would say, of course, that was a long stretch, 2 years and 6 days without a budget. And I think it's going to take a while for the state as a whole to recover from the reputational blow that caused. So I would agree. I don't think we're completely recovered from that. But certainly, many of the activities going on the UIS campus now, particularly the very visible campus improvements, really demonstrate, to prospective students and their families that this is an exciting place to be. And the University of Illinois system is really a great place to earn a valuable credential.
We're hearing about other universities in the state and seeing some enrollment drops quite large even at some of those. Do you see that UIS is in a different position in comparison to those schools and what they're going through? Or is this, you know, more of the same discussion of people leaving the state and students mm-hmm. going to school elsewhere?
Well, of course, we're troubled by declines we see at any of our fellow Illinois public institutions, because our number one goal is to get as many Illinois citizens with college degrees as possible, because that has a profound impact on the health of our state. So, of course, it's distressing to us to see other institutions that have had these very significant drops. But that having been that being the case, UIS really is, I think, better positioned. And part of the reasons we're much better positioned is because we are a University of Illinois university. And the University of Illinois brand and reputation is certainly helpful.
And you did mention the focus on Illinois students, and it looks as though a number of first-year students coming in, about 90% of those freshmen are Illinois residents.
Right, right. And we're very pleased. Of course, we've been focusing a lot of our recruitment efforts on various regions in Illinois where we think the UIS story resonates particularly well. We're going to be continuing to do that because our new strategic framework really emphasizes that we're here to focus on the public good and the good of our state. And the best way we can do that is educate Illinoisans who will then stay in Illinois and contribute to the economy and to the betterment of their communities.
So overall, this drop that we've seen this year in enrollment, do you see it more as a blip, as a one-time thing, and that the university will just move past this, or is there concern because of this?
Well, we're always concerned when we see an overall enrollment decline, because our number one goal is to grow the UIS campus in visibility and in reputation and in enrollment. But of course, we've always known that that's not something you can do in 1 year or 2 years, and you're subject to a number of conditions that you can't completely control. I mean, as many people know, the University of Illinois system has frozen tuition for undergraduates for the last 4 years. And that's because we really are promoting the affordability as well as the academic excellence. So we're going to continue to do the things that we do best. We're going to continue to focus on providing academic excellence, both with new additions to the curriculum as well as with long-held programs that we've had for a long time. And I'm very optimistic about our future.